The traditional knowledge from native groups in the circumpolar north may be a key part of mitigating rapid climate change. That's according to a report released Wednesday by the Arctic Council. Brooke Binkowski reports from Whitehorse.
It's unseasonably warm in Whitehorse as the Arctic Council convenes here. Climate change is at the forefront of the discussion. James Stotz is here from Anchorage as Alaska's representative from the Inuit Circumpolar Council. Stotz says the effects of melting sea ice are undeniable.
In Alaska, there are some coastal communities that are actually, eroding and falling into the seas. So it's real. We see it now. Other parts of the country, they probably don't realize it yet, but it's definitely changing. The weather's changing.
The Arctic Council is an organization of 8 countries with land in the Arctic and 6 First Nations groups as permanent participants. Rodion Zulianziga is Udege from Russia's east coast. He represents the Russian Association of Indigenous Peoples of the North, Siberia, and Far East.
International interest into the Arctic is growing. Because of climate change, because of Northern Sea Route, because of more access to natural resources and so on. That means that the role of indigenous peoples of the Arctic is growing as a social indicator or barometer of the sustainable development of the Arctic as a region.
The Arctic Council's biodiversity wing is called Conservation of Arctic Flora and Fauna, or CAF. Their just released report shows that melting sea ice is affecting food supply and human communities in unprecedented and possibly irreversible ways. One of their recommendations is more use of traditional knowledge. Contributing author Lindsay Staples.
Traditional knowledge is akin to local knowledge, and it's those local observations that give us these insights that in the past monitoring systems have not provided us with. The challenge has been that it's not been well recognized and well appreciated by people outside of Aboriginal communities.
Rodion Zulianziga says that knowledge offers a human dimension to research.
It's not something new or non-developed or white paper. No, we are here, and it's good that we can discuss they will develop any kind of policy recommendation and even legally binding agreement based on also consensus with indigenous peoples.
The Arctic Council and organizations like it are recognizing that their traditions are not only important, but also a critical addition to modern science in mitigating a quickly warming climate. In Whitehorse, I'm Brooke Binkowski.